Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Okay, the Air and Water Show, such as it is, will be held this weekend. It will be the Navy Blue Angels with the show along the lakefront, both on August 21st and the 22nd. And to make the call, we'll be talking to Herb Hunter. Herb, I was mistaken earlier. I didn't think you were coming up for the call, but you will be here?
I will be here. I actually, you know, and it really hurt all my golfing buddies down there in Florida, Alex and all those guys that are losing money because I'm not there to win. But I am in Chicago, my favorite city in the world, and happy to be here. And happy that even though it's going to be a smaller show, we are going to have a Chicago Air and Water Show with the fabulous Blue Angels.
Well, it's fantastic. And I know it had to hurt to miss last year's show.
Oh, good. You know, this is, I first got involved in the Chicago Air and Water Show in 1979 and 80 when I flew in it,
right,
in the KC-135. And I was so privileged to have Al Benedict ask me to come on board back in 1988. So this show has been a major part of my life for 43 years. And last year, it was just complete withdrawal. But, you know, the world was in such a mess that it was almost after the fact that I realized just how very much I missed the Chicago Air and Water Show.
Okay, so I know you also were, you coordinated the air portion for a time too, correct?
Right, that was just actually 1 year.
Okay.
Back in 1992, I think.
So tell me about when you were flying it. What's it like to fly in the Air and Water Show?
It's so different than, you know, I was a big airplane guy. I finished up flying the 747, but I flew in the military for almost 22 years in the KC-135. I was a tanker pilot. My wife was actually a boom operator on the airplane. And when you are used to operating in the 28,000 to 30,000 foot altitude,
sure,
block where you're going to do in-flight refueling, the world looks a lot different from 5 miles high. You get down at, 1,000 feet above the ground doing 300 knots on that first flyby. And I want to tell you, it's a different experience, and it brought a completely different light and view of aviation to me in the 2 years that I actually got to fly the show. It was bad, but the first year, it was the third day before I got a real good look at the crowd because I was too busy making sure we maintained our line and kept away from that beautiful Chicago lakefront skyline.
I'm sure the crowd was happy with that too, Herb. They were happy you weren't looking.
I'm sure they were.
Herb Hunter's talking with us. He is the voice of the Chicago Air and Water Show. Okay, so when the Blue Angels fly over this weekend, you must have a program of what they're going to do, or how do you know what's coming next?
Well, listen, with the Blues, they have their own narrator. They have a very, very precise order of show. They have the flat show, the low show, and the high show,
mm-hmm,
and hopefully we'll get the high show to see it. But basically, I'm just going to sing the national anthem and introduce them. I have a good idea of what their program is, but there are certain parts of it they sort of like to keep close to the vest so they can surprise the crowd here and there. But I've seen them perform so many times, and they do the same basic maneuvers with some variations over the years. So I have a pretty good idea of what they're going to do. What I know they're going to do is impress the crowd with this new FA-18 Super Hornet that they're flying this year. So that'll be fantastic.
How many shows do you typically do in a year, in a non-COVID year?
In a non-COVID year, if you go back 4 or 5 years, I would do between 6 and 10 shows a year. The last 5, 6, 7 years since I retired from flying, I've only actually done 2 to 4 shows a year. It started 4, and then Rockford went away, and then Gary went away. And so the last couple of years, all I've done is Milwaukee and Chicago. But Chicago is such a big part of my life that, they'll have to drag me out kicking and screaming to get rid of me.
Herb Hunter's on the phone line. He's the voice of the Chicago Air and Water Show. I was going to ask you to rip on Milwaukee a little bit, but it's a lovely city, isn't it? It really is.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is a lovely city. I love doing the show. Love being downtown. Their lakefront's very nice. I don't think there's any place in the world, though, that has the skyline that Chicago has, and Lakeshore Drive there and the North Avenue Hook. It's just been such a privilege, and this show has so much history, so much heart and soul. I'm back in 1959 when Al Benedict started it as an air show for the kids at Lakeshore Park, and the budget was $88. We've certainly come a long way since then.
Okay, tell me about you airplane guys, because it's always fascinated me. If there's someone who's into airplanes, you're in it to win. I mean, you're in completely. And
right.
Is that something that, I mean, how does that spark get lit within you all?
I don't know. I was a very poor young man raised by my grandmother in Seymour, Indiana. And I knew at 5 years old that I wanted to be a pilot. Why? I don't know. Mm-hmm. But over the years, and announcing the air show, the number of pilots I've introduced, it's amazing to me that pilots knew when they were 12, 13, 14, 15, by 17, you knew that was your calling in life. And I certainly knew that, and I used the United States Air Force to get me to a position where I could fly big airplanes. But we love it. And, you know, the thing about aviation is the aviation brings out the children in all of us, and it makes us excited to sit there and look up in the sky and go, wow. I mean, just wow. It's amazing that airplanes can do that. And with what, you know, the new generation of airplanes can do, it is certainly exciting. And I'm so sad, really, that we don't have our normal show, and I only hope and pray that you know, next year we get back to some more of a semblance of normal.
I so sure hope so, too. Herb Hunter's on the phone line. He's the voice of the Aaron Waters Show. He'll be along the lakefront on Saturday and Sunday as the Blue Angels perform their, I think it's a one-hour show, right, Herb?
One-hour show. This is the 75th anniversary of the Blues. They started back in 1946, first performed in Chicago in 1964. They're the second oldest air show team in the world, second only to the French. And so, a real privilege to have these guys fly in their beautiful FA-18 Super Hornets.
I look forward to the rehearsals because, in fact, now, Herb, our studios, oh, good, I had not thought of this. Our studios are now right on the river, 18 stories up, just short
right.
of between Columbus and Lakeshore Drive. So we're going to have a great view of the practices that they'll do probably on Thursday and Friday, I would imagine, right?
It's going to be Friday. Yeah,
Friday?
They're going to be practicing on and off between 10 and 2. There'll be a lunch break in there, and they'll do their four-ship, and they'll do their solos, and then they'll do all of them together. But that's going to be on Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday, the show between 12 and 1.
All right, so what's your favorite moment of having done all of these Aaron Waters shows?
Oh, God. I'm an old KC-135 pilot. I love the big airplanes, but I think back in the old days when we used to have the B-1Bs, bombers, could do that sneak attack from behind Lakeshore Drive and come swooping down over the crowd. The noise and the smoke and the roar of those big B-1B airplanes, that was really, really exciting. In the regular airplanes, you know, the old, I like the T-6 Texan, and of course everybody in Chicago loved Sean Tucker. So, you know, there's just so many things about the Aaron Waters Show to love, and I love every one of them.
Aaron Waters Show is coming up this weekend, abbreviated a bit. Herb Hunter is the voice of it. Herb, back in the 80s, they asked me to do the wing walking stunt in the Aaron Waters Show.
Oh, my.
You know where they strap
you?
Yeah, I thought better of it because I'm like 6'5", and I was scared to death that the harness wouldn't reach my back, and I just didn't want to be broken in two.
I think that would have been so cool. You know, I thought I was going to get a chance to jump with the Golden Knights one year. It didn't work out. They had some weather issues, and they had to cancel on Sunday. And I was so excited about that, to jump out of an airplane above this fabulous city from 10,000 feet and just free fall, you know, and look down at Lakeshore Beach. And, you know, that would have been really great. But it didn't work out. So did you just pass?
I
couldn't do it.
I pass is a nice word. I think chickened out is another one. Kevin Powell in sports, he jumped with the Golden Knight a few years ago, right, Kevin?
I know.
Yeah, I was one of, I mean, just an incredible experience, obviously. The whole day was amazing. It was unreal. I would love to do it again.
Well, Rudy Malnati had it all set up for me. And, of course, Rudy's been a part of the show since he was a little kid at Lakeshore Park. And we were going to do it on Sunday, and I was going to have the microphone with me. And when I got about 200 feet above the crowd, I was going to start doing the national anthem as we came in. But it didn't happen. So, you know, that's one of those what ifs.
All right. Well, listen, Herb, have a great call this weekend. I'm glad you're going to be up here for it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Great to be a part of it. Chicago Air and Water Show.
Here we go. Herb Hunter, the voice of the Air and Water Show. We're going to take a break, check in with the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming up. WGN.